Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tags. Riding through the city, 30 mags. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in a bag. I let it fall when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you made me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul, to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street, sleep on my feet. Money turn homies to zombies to eat. Miss my grandma, she was humble and sweet. I don't speak, let the chick talk of me. I can't sleep, left the tick in my reach. Hit the dope, make me choke, make me weed. Sip the dope, have the pain at ease. Trying to get the money for a clan, it was dirty. Playing football, had to buy in my girdle. Getting locked up, running around in a circle. Brother caught 15 like he did a murder. Now my whole family hurtin', trying to see the light, but we couldn't pull the curtain. Nighttime lurking, mama said the street lights, but they start working. Looking at my mama in the eye, mama. Looking at me like a new person. She telling me I need to slow down. The pain will go away with the perky. That was when the rap won't work. Living in the trap is a search. See my grandma in a hearse. The pistol peak on in the casket. Shots fired, nigga blasting. Cops, they'll rise, start smashing. Ops, we shoot shots like the Mavericks. Bops, put the catch up and we stash it. We flop, we doing numbers, can't imagine. Money tunnel in the roof panoramic. Count the bundles till my hands start cramping. Icon with the drip and need a nap. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tags. Riding through the city, 30 mags. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, for you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul, to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street. I've been crossed out by my own brother. Ain't no rules in the street, don't trust them. Ran it up and I had to go on bustin'. Police bout to kick the door, now we gotta flush it. Riding on the back street, thinking about my brother. Praying that he come home to his loving mother. Can't believe it that I got it all out the gutter. FaceTime round 3, Mike in the puddle. How I'm supposed to take it? How? Niggas dying around the same time I had a baby. Who? Here go the operator. Let the game know, pistol ain't gon' make it. Ain't gon' make it. Now my mind going brazen. Got me feeling like I was the cause of the hatred. I'm the cause of holding the revolver with the laser. They done kill my niggas, start the war, bring the nation. I got a ball situation, ball. Military bases when we travel across the nation. Militant. Double up the cup with maple. Abomination on your paper, I got echoes. Black man when you walking in your label. Be the eyes, they don't wanna see you greater. Eat you alive like a lion or a gator. Mama's crying cause the police shot their babies. They crooked, the motherland they done took crooked. They take us and lock us up and throw the book and take us. Started rapping, then I shook it. I hate the fame, everybody keep on looking. Fame, we done sold out Brooklyn.
Sold out.
Man, I miss my grandma cooking.
Grandma,
treat me like a dun, cause I'm gifted. I'ma run the money, y'all gotta go. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tags. Riding through the city, 30 mags. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul, to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street.
Could you leave so unexpected? We waited, we waited. Oh, you, but you just left us. We need you, I need you.
How could you leave us? Had many talks about no trust. Try to talk, but all we do is fight and fuss. Leaving you was never topic to discuss. Our love was getting old, starting to rust. When I look back, was it all us? You guessed my head up until it starts to bust. Your attention was always a must. Now I'm not feeling like myself. You give me your wealth, but the drama not good for our health. Your boyfriend West Virginia, not a commonwealth. All my feelings just sat on a shelf, shouting gifts as if you had your own elf. I learned early on to ignore the wealth, cause at the end of the day with love, without your mental health. I got the call in the middle of the night. First reaction was to catch the next flight. By the tone of the call, something ain't right. Many thoughts ran through my head, a scary sight. They said dead on arrival. The whole way there I prayed on the Bible. Those pills were always a rival. At this moment I prayed for revival. Silly me thought you would recover. I weep when they pulled back that cover of your body. I stood and I hovered. In this life, I'll never find another lover. You tried to keep your addiction under wraps and undercover. I thought to myself, ain't this a mother? I sent you away thinking you'd recover. In the end, you and I just had each other.
Why would you leave us? Why would you leave us? How could you leave us? How could you leave?
Don't miss out every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayrule, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
Real Talk Roundtable, where you at? That's where we at.
Real.
We
real.
You know.
We right here. We right here in this raggedy-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Let them know.
You know what I'm talking about? Nah.
Right.
Let's get it on, goddammit. Shit. We in this motherfucker.
You already know.
Okay.
What's going on,
man? Man, shit, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I just finished 9/11, you know what I'm saying? It's going to go into production real soon. So, you know, I'm early. You know what I'm saying? I'm early. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
The early bird gets the worm. That's what they say. That's
yes,
right.
Indeed.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So, we're going to start the evening off with a topic that's been floating around the internet. And we're going to let Snipe introduce this topic for the evening. So, Snipe, I'm going to give you the mic, and you take it over.
Hey, man, okay. Y'all already know, man, the topic of hand right now is my boy, no other than the Jigga Man, Jay-Z, and his Roc Nation teaming up with the NFL, y'all. Now, y'all already know. This came out of nowhere, y'all. I'm going to let y'all know this because the NFL wasn't even worried about this. They had a Antonio Brown shenanigans going on. But apparently, Roc Nation will be the league's live music entertainment strategist, consulting on entertainment and social justice projects. And, you know, he's catching all kind of backlash from that. And he was asked in an interview just last week if he would kneel or stand for the national anthem if it was played today, y'all. And this is what he says: we have got past kneeling, and it's time for action. And, you know, certain players don't feel like that. Certain people don't feel like that. And he's catching all kind of backlash from every single thing he has done from this point of striking this deal, y'all. So, you know, I want to really feel and see how everybody else feels, because, you know, I'm like on the ladder of borderline everything.
Right.
Saying,
God damn.
And it's really, I be just thinking, like, it's our people who comes out and bring us down. I don't know if this man is trying to change the NFL, even though, like, yeah, it's rumors out there he might be an owner too. So he's doing a lot of work with the NFL under the table, coming out the blue, striking us, y'all. So what y'all think about all this? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just start it off with Miss Nat, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, great. I don't even listen. I don't want to be biased. I want to be objective about this and, like, do this the right way. But for me, you know, I'm a lover of Jay-Z. I always have, even more so recently because of his transformation from the music he used to do, you know, and the music he does now, especially with his 444 project. And, you know, I'm so conflicted because I can understand, you know, why people are kind of like, okay, what's up with this? Because he has very openly been a supporter of Colin Kaepernick. We all know that. And he's also spoken out against people performing, you know, during the Super Bowl as well. And, you know, he's been very outspoken about kneeling and things like that. Now, I understand why people feel like he may be a hypocrite because of that. But my issue goes a little bit deeper, because my thing with people, and I've seen a lot of black people get on this topic and make these videos now about Jay-Z. My question is, what are y'all doing? You know, everybody's so quick to want to down him and say all this negative things, but do you really know if there is a bigger, you know, thing that he has in his mind? Maybe he wants to be on the inside of the NFL to be able to change things. Will he change them? I don't know. But is he trying? Maybe so, you know? But everybody wants to automatically point the finger and say, oh, he's doing this for the money. He's trying to, you know, be an owner of the NFL for the money. Jay-Z don't need that money. He's a billionaire. He don't need the NFL's money.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be clear. Players and things have spoken out about him, about his interview. But it's not stopping you from playing with the NFL, though.
So, like,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, I'm just so conflicted, you know what I'm saying? But in my heart, I really do feel like he's trying to take some type of action, and this is bigger than what we think. I mean, for people who don't know, Jay-Z has made the Khalif Browder story. He's also done the Trayvon Martin story. He's also done the Free Meek story. And him and Will Smith are getting ready to team up to actually do the Emmett Till story as well on ABC. I don't think that he would bring all of this awareness just to sit up here and be a hypocrite. I mean, I don't understand that. I don't really believe that's his motivation is for the damn money, because he's worked so hard to bring so much awareness. But for the people, no matter what's going on, for the people who want to say so much negative things, sit back and ask yourself, what have you done to bring awareness to anything that has to do with our people, period?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I stand on that.
Ooh, Rock, what you got to say?
Man, you know, it's kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, one minute you know, Jay-Z's talking about the NFL or whatever and how, you know, players get treated or whatever, and then the next minute he's siding with them. Now, make no mistake about it, Jay-Z could make a change in the NFL, but if the Jay-Z doesn't know the NFL, he's not going to change the NFL. He's not going to do nothing miraculously, you know, out the way to where, you know, a motherfucker like, oh, thank God for Jay-Z joining the NFL. He ain't going to do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it's a bunch of hype. You know what I'm saying? But Jay-Z becoming an owner, he will become an owner of a football team. He wouldn't necessarily be a owner or a co-owner of the NFL.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, let's get this right. You know what I'm saying? He's thinking about owning a team. Yeah, he's thinking about owning the team. He's not thinking about owning the NFL.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Trill.
Right.
Oh, man. Tweety.
Let me hear what you got to say. Now, you know damn well you ain't got no business asking me, because you already know how I feel about sports. And this, if it's not college football, I don't give a damn. I don't care.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on in the NFL.
Sweetie said she don't give a fuck. Now, why you don't like Jay-Z? Why you don't like him?
He is scary. He's scary looking. He looked like something that been here before a couple times. And so I don't have an opinion tonight.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I mean, Jay-Z is cool, you know what I'm saying? But now, if we want to get on musical Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, with respect due to Jay-Z now, but my favorite albums are Reasonable Doubt and The Black Album. And the Black Album. Those are my two favorites, hands down. Jay-Z can't get no better than that. He can't get no better than that. Trill.
Okay.
Kwame, what you got to say for me? Let me hear what you got to say.
Oh, man, you know I got to give my 2 cents, so... I'm gonna just throw out some stats real quick before I get my little change here.
Okay.
So there are 32 owners in the NFL. None of them are black.
Right.
So if we look at the makeup of the players, you got 74% of all the NFL players are black players. And those who represent our ownership stake, not even a full team owner, those who represent our ownership stake is less than 1%. And for anyone that tell you that representation does not matter, you know, they're fool. Because if you look at any organization, the more you have people that look at you, that look like you, that can represent you and your communities and your constituents, the more the more influence you have over that organization.
Good point.
So,
very good point.
And I put a big IF in front of this, because honestly nobody knows the details of the deal.
If it turns out
that he is trying to open the door for more people of color to be in an ownership position, I think that's a boss move. I think that's
absolutely
a move that will
have repercussions
5 years, 10 years, 30 years down the road. I think that move will have a bigger impact than Nealon would ever do.
Don't you think that's a move that could also possibly get him killed?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, you know what? I look at it. I look at it in two different ways. I put two analogies on the floor. First is politics. When you had Martin Luther King and Malcolm X trying to organize black people into voting blocks, trying to organize black people to run for office, those same people that were running for office, not only were they crucified by their own communities because people were calling them sellout, oh, you're going to go working for the feds, you're going to go work for the white man, what you mean you want to be a judge, what you mean you want to be an attorney or a police officer?
But
then you had the white people saying, oh, you think you're good enough to come be with us? You want a piece of this table? And they dismissed them. So they're catching it from both sides. you know. But right. I looked at it as, now, as one of the things that if you study music, there was a time when there were no black people that owned record labels. There were no black people
right.
that had recording studios. You know, right. every album that you came with, even up through the 90s, every album that came out, it was a white man at some MCA or Universal, RCA.
Right.
They were making money off of that.
Right,
and
right.
you had
right,
people
right.
like Russell Simmons and Quincy Jones,
right.
and I hate to say it, you look at Rock, the way Rock Nation came up, they realized that there was power in ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't start
right.
off with there was a lot of black people that owned their own music. There's still not a lot of black people that own their own music right now. But it had to start
yep.
somewhere.
That's right.
And so
right.
if this, and again, the big IF, but if this is the beginnings of that kind of takeover, the way black people took over the music industry, I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
Because I don't believe that
right.
it's an either-or perspective. I believe that you can still
yes.
kneel, you can still say police injustice. By the way, shout out to New York for firing that damn cop that killed Eric.
Shout
Johnson
out.
Finally got rid of his ass.
Yep.
But,
mm-hmm. 5 years later, yeah.
Right, right. And he still ain't got no charges.
You know how much
anyway.
Damage that man done did in 5 years? Shit, he done.
Right.
So-called
yeah,
whole
but if you think about it,
years.
He can't walk a square radius of his own block, so he's going to have to move somewhere.
But yeah, he can move. He can get a job
yeah.
in another police force in a whole
move.
Another area. But back on topic, though, you know what I'm saying, I believe that it's possible for both things to happen. You don't have to choose a side
Absolutely.
In this scenario. You can
right.
say that
right.
police brutality is wrong and keep on kneeling and keep on protesting, and at the same time, you can say we finally got somebody who can represent us on the other side
right.
of it as well. You know, that's why when
right.
I see
right.
black people get elected to office, I applaud them. I'm like, good job. You know, when
Absolutely.
They elected all those black women in Texas of all places, to become judges, I was like, oh, shit. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So that doesn't mean that the justice system isn't racist, but it means that
right.
we're finally getting some more people that might be able to,
That's
even
right.
if it's just a little bit, we're
right.
finally getting some more people that might be able to give us a better chance than we had yesterday. So
That's
just
right.
my two
and,
cents.
I want to say something real quick with him before, you know, like you go on to the next person. That's a good point. And also, my question to you, K.Dot Esco, is why whenever our people become judges or lawyers or, you know, like about to be maybe an owner of the NFL and things like that, why do a lot of black people automatically say, oh, he's selling out? Or she's selling
right.
out. She
right.
shouldn't be a part of that. He shouldn't be a part of that. As if
right.
there's not a bigger objective to the whole thing. I mean, let's
exactly.
be honest. Jay-Z did not get this far by being no dumb man.
Right.
He just hasn't. You know what I'm saying? And I just can't believe that there's not a bigger objective to all of this. But us
right.
as a people, we are so quick to crucify our own kind just because, you know, somebody may want to be on the inside of the bullshit to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
understand why we as a people want to go there first. Before we even investigate the situation, the first thing
mm-hmm.
is, oh, he's selling out. She's selling out.
Mm-hmm.
A friend once told me that you can do 100 good things, but the minute you do that one bad thing, they're going to cancel you. That's what they're going to focus
yeah.
on. And you got black people lining up in courtrooms talking about, I forgive this white guy for murdering people in a church, but they ready to cancel Jay-Z, who's done so much for his own people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I look at
right.
stuff like
yes.
that, and I watch
right.
how people move, and I'm like, you know, were y'all just really waiting for another famous black person to go down so you can be like, see, I knew it, that nigga wasn't shit?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
a lot of people
well,
hate
it's not,
a lot of people have that mentality.
But
it's not
so much as that, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, certain people in certain areas know the ramifications of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they know it's going to be consequences, and they know it's going to be repercussions behind everything that we do as
right.
human beings. And
mm-hmm.
with the white folks, it's rules to the game. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And Jay-Z's obviously playing by the rules, you know what I'm saying? Because he's sitting up there with these white people.
Mm-hmm.
So they know he's got the money. They ain't tripping on that. But does he got the, you know, tenacity to you know, I guess, stand under his people? You know what I'm saying? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't stand with them. You know what I'm saying? And you got all that, you know, juice like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't stand with them. So, you know, he's going to stand under them. You know what I'm saying? And I see your point, Kwame. You know what I'm saying? If he can bring up that level of ownership, in the game, then that's making it big for everybody. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
That's
but niggas got to see that far, you know what I'm saying, to digest that. And, you know, a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers hating just to be hating. You know what I'm saying? They hating because of that. You know,
because
the main people who are
can I say something right quick? I feel like this.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is not the problem. If black folks got a problem with the way the NFL is, stop buying fucking tickets. Stop going to the goddamn game.
You.
If you want to change something
stop watching
about the NFL
on,
that you don't like, stop going. Stop turning your TV on to the channel where they're playing it. If you want to change something. Otherwise,
right.
sit at home like you're going and go to your 9-to-5 and be able to pay your bills, and that's it.
That is true.
That's it, because
Sweetie, the main people who are speaking now, I bet you Monday Night Football come on, they TV
going to
the damn
game.
Yeah. So why even saying anything negative? Because if you haven't made a change or whatever, then why are you worried about it? Because you ain't trying to help us do nothing. But it's all for clout. It's such a big story now. Everybody want to jump on it, make a video and say something negative. It's all for the clout because y'all all putting all this energy into being negative about it. But you ain't doing nothing. What have you
done? Well, truth be told now, you know, these artists know how to come out, you know what I'm saying, and – you know, everybody makes a big coup over them. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, first it was Jay-Z leaving Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? And then it formed into his own shit. He was like, he left Rockefeller and this, that, and the third. So, you know, it's just something for people to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because these artists be moving funny like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You know, photographers were following Birdman around. You know what I'm saying? Then they stopped following him around. Then they started following what's that guy's name? They started Kevin Hart and all that shit, and they stopped following them around. You know what I'm saying? So it's a connection. You know what I'm saying? Whichever one's got the hottest story on what, that's what they're going to roll with.
And all this is crazy because I'm going to tell y'all, a few years back when the NFL didn't have black coaches, you know, they went to the, Players Union or something like that, and they all got together. They made a change for motherfuckers to look and be like, oh, okay. Now we can have black. Now they want to see the change. They want Jay-Z to automatically come in, change, and just to be like, oh, he ain't no hypocrite. But
man,
just
he ain't
gonna
change
deal,
shit. He ain't gonna change
we
shit.
We don't know what he might do. You know what I'm saying? We don't
know
what his agenda is.
It's too soon to tell.
We just have to see.
Right.
Like everything has to happen.
Let it play out.
You gotta let it play out. Like we don't know what's gonna happen. We don't know what he's gonna do.
I will say this though. Right now, what we doing is exactly what the white people want. We're not talking about police brutality.
That's
we're talking about whether Jay-Z is a hypocrite. We ain't talking about police brutality. We talking about them blackballing somebody because they protested. No, we're talking about whether Jay-Z is a hypocrite or not. So they're sitting back. You know what I'm saying? They're sitting back because I guarantee you, when they did the calculus of even allowing him, because they got to vote you in to allow you to spend your money to be an owner.
When they did that calculus,
they was like, they're going to argue about this for about 2 years. They're going to forget all about the other stuff because it's just going to be like when you first get a black president. People are going to be like, oh, we got one in now. We good. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's the same thing. I'm telling you, you got white people just sitting back and saying, let them argue it out. As long as they ain't talking about us, as long as they ain't hurting our pockets, we're good.
Good point. Mm-hmm. That's right. Good point.
Right. Right.
Okay, it's not, you still got the gun. Hey, Ruth,
let me hear your opinion, man.
Trill.
All right, look. I'm going to address it from the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning. I always ask myself, like, I think what you know what I'm saying, what Cap doing, man, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. You dig what I'm saying? You're a spokesperson. But I still ask myself, if he wouldn't have never got benched, would he have come so conscious? Would he have let his afro grow out? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When he was starting, don't get me wrong, Cap still got it, man. He still got enough to play, man, better than a lot of these cats playing right now. So I'm a roll with the black ball thing. But to the point, football is a business, man.
Yep.
If I own the team, motherfuckers can't tell me shit. What I think they really need to do is they need to get back to how it used to be and call a motherfucker out on the field after the national anthem, then you ain't got to worry about a motherfucker standing, kneeling, farting shit, and doing whatever the fuck they do.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how
you
used to
worry about that clock.
It's true. That's how it used to do.
Moving forward to the Jay-Z issue, the thing is, man, is this. I don't knock the brother, man, for trying to get up and speak, but the problem with black people is, man, is we step forward because we think people like our music or like the way we dance or because somebody got a big ass, titties, or motherfucker that made a good movie, and you think you got to, like, speaking for people without checking with people. You feel what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Man, the reason that we struggling so much, even on this show, because I'm going to say something, man, that maybe y'all need. Everything that every one of y'all said is right. Because it's your opinion. It's how you see it. It's your view. It's your perspective.
Right.
You feel
right.
what I'm saying? We all came from different places, had different experiences, different struggles, man, to be on this show now talking about this subject right here. So the reality is, man, is in order for black people, man, to make progress, we got to first agree on what being black is. We can't even agree on that. You still got you got people come over here from Jamaica like, I'm not black. I'm Jamaican. You got people from the islands like, I'm not black. I'm from Trinidad. I'm not black. You got people right now. We can't agree on nothing. You feel what I'm saying?
And then to the
topic on some hardcore shit, football is a business, man. It don't matter who owned the team, who coached the team. Don't nobody care unless you win. See what I'm saying? We're moving to a microwave society. It don't matter if you black, white, if motherfucking a Martian come down here and coach the team. You got 1 year to get us to the playoffs or you fired. All being shit aside. Then they playing these players like $1 billion, man, for a couple of seasons. If they say they don't like the coach, he fired. You feel what I'm saying? Wonder why certain motherfuckers be in the league for a long time. It's because they understand their role. Feel what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers like Tom Brady understand his role, man. You got that boy, come on, man. People like that take pay cuts, man, for motherfuckers to come on, man, so they can try to win championships. They know their role. That's why they be 35, 40 years old, man, still playing football and shit. But at the end of the day, man, niggas is not never going to be mad, man, because there's nothing else you can do and be a half-ass educated Negro, man, and make $80 million. You feel what I'm saying? This shit is slavery, man. You get out there, man, you sell your body. It's prostitution. You sell your body, you let a motherfucker beat you half to death. You get that money, man, and you retire and go live your fucking life. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's 2000 or something. Now all of a sudden they want to be worried about their health. You want to worry about your health, man? Then, hey, man, find a different career.
Right.
All these different rules. You know what I mean? I'm still an advocate of, if you can't get neck tackled, then the record for the dude that got 2,000 yards in the season when they was neck tackling motherfuckers, that's one record. And we start again when you got to tag a motherfucker on his butt to take him away and call it he down. You know what I'm saying? I think the rules can change. But the reality is, man, is Jay-Z doing what he's doing? It's going to play out how he's going to play out. Somebody going to like it, somebody not going to like it, man. We live in a microwave society, man.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers push a button, man, and see how it play out. When the bell go off, we on to the next man.
That's
you know what I mean? Motherfucker don't even clean the microwave.
Right.
But I mean, that's just the reality of the situation, man. If we can agree what being black is, or we can agree that everybody got right to their own opinion, and we're going to continue to have these struggles. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So even
on
the show, man, when it's not intentional, but I'm going to show you the subconsciousness of the struggle that we're going through as black people, man, being lost. When somebody says something, and I do it too, so I'm going to include myself. Whenever somebody make a statement and somebody come in and say, yeah, but the reality is, what you saying is what that person said is not the truth. Or when you say what it really is what you saying is what that person said is not what it really is. And so we struggling as black people because we can't find out, man, what it really means to be black. And part of that is psychological, because we the only people on the planet that can't go nowhere, stick our feet in the soil, man, and feel the blood and spirit of our ancestors, man. We don't know where it's at. You know, can't say, oh, we're from Africa. Africa is a continent, not a city, not a state.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so we don't got that. Mexicans go back to Mexico, man, even though they're a race that ain't been around but like 500 years. You know, they're a hybrid race. They only been around like 500, but they can go to Mexico, man, stick their feet in the soil, man, and be like, our people died and bled right here. Just where their spirits is at, where they buried
right.
Them. You know what I'm saying? Even the so-called, you know, the Jamaicans that they say they not black no more, man. You know what I'm saying? They got Jamaica that they want to go back to, man. You dig what I'm saying? At least they've established some cultural, like, consciousness. America is not a cultural consciousness, man. It's not a place that black people ever going to be able to establish themselves in because it's not set up for that. People who come over here, they already set up. They already got their shit going on. It's like that. America is set up, man, to break down any type of unity that any type of people got, except for the people that already got that shit. You're not trying to let nobody link
up. Wow.
You're not trying to let nobody link up, man, because linking up in a society, man, is on some socialism type of shit, man, and this is a capitalist society. And people keep trying to mix and blend socialist ideas and capitalists. Like, I don't give a fuck, man, if you get free health care, man, if I could find a way to make a dollar out of it. I don't care, man, if everybody gets free housing, if I could find a way to make a dollar out of it. So that's what it's all about. It's about making
that's
a dollar,
right,
man. You cannot just say that Jay-Z is not trying to make a dollar, because Jay-Z is trying to make a dollar. He's going to get a profit. He's going to get paid for it.
That's
you feel what I'm saying? So he is in it for the money. $1 billion don't mean shit. What's $1 billion to $10 billion? Everybody is in it for the money, man. Money come with prestige. You feel me? That's why them old white folks, man, that been around for 100 years in this country, having, you know, millions of dollars for 100 years, can go to a bank, man, and get a loan for $1 billion. But a nigga that got $1 billion right now can't get a loan for $1 billion.
Can't even get that shit. Yeah, you right.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Because they've established credit and they prove they sell. But I'm getting a little bit off topic. All I'm saying, man, black people, we're going to beef with each other. That's what we're going to do. Malcolm said it the best, man.
Yeah.
He said anytime a conscious black person has something decent to say, they're going to find some other Negro, man. You dig what I'm saying? With a contrary opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's just how it is, man. You know?
Yeah.
And advent of the internet just made it worse. Hashtag that.
How? Okay. Thank you, Snipe, for that topic. That was a good topic to get into.
No doubt.
And, Diane, will you have a topic for us this evening?
Yeah, ma'am, I got this. It's not really a topic. It's more of a question. Like, seriously, though. Like, my topic is a sexual in nature. It's about contraception. It's about protection. It's about condoms and safe sex and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a curious thing. Like, everybody on here, I'm pretty sure y'all wear protection. If you don't, that's, you know, that's cool, too. But it's like, why do people get head without a condom? And then put a condom on to have sex.
Right.
Okay.
Real talk.
Well, I can give you one reason why, you know what I'm saying? because, you know, a person's mouth, you know, going down on you, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, less hazardous than a funky pussy going down on you. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, you know, most of these, you know, I mean, females, they got funky cocks. You know what I'm saying? They got stinky pussies. You know what I'm saying? They got some shit that's deadly out here that you definitely don't want to catch. So, you know, a nigga feel like, you know, a motherfucker mouth going up and down on a dick is less hazardous than this motherfucker's pussy. You know what I'm saying? Trill.
I'm going to go ahead and say I think it's a lack of sexual education.
That's what I'm going to say.
Know,
exactly.
We have a mindset, and I'm guilty too. You know, we have a mindset that it's safer. We're not really thinking of it that way.
Right.
You know, I think it's just a lack of education on the subject. You know, I've been told by females, you know, not to get too graphic, but you know, a female straight up told me, it was like, she don't like the way the condom tastes. And I'm like, well, if you feel like you're dealing with dude that you gotta wear a condom to do that, that's a problem right there. I was like, that's a red flag right there. I'm gonna have to think about what we're about to do next, because you must be a dude that you feel like you have to do that anyway. But so that, you know, once again, this is my two cents.
Man, I just think we just don't be thinking about that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? We just think like shit. Hell yeah, the head different than the pussy, or you know what I'm saying, going in and shit, your mouth is, you think it's safer, but shit, if your pussy dirty, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't touching me, you ain't putting your mouth on me, and I ain't even doing nothing with you. So I just think we just don't be thinking about that shit. You know what I'm saying? We just go straight for the action. You know what I'm saying? We might see the pornos and shit. They ain't doing it. You see what I'm saying? We think we porn stars around this motherfucker, so we be like, fuck it too.
I don't know. I can't answer that because people do stupid shit. Like, if you're gonna do that, you might as well have unprotected sex, because the shit all in your mouth, down your throat, and every down in your teeth and gum and shit. So you might as well. I don't understand that either. It's crazy to me. I don't know.
It's nasty.
Lord, I wasn't expecting this question. That was a good one, y'all. now he gonna make me out myself, because I agree with K-Dot Esco. I think a lot of times it's just a lack of sexual education. I think people really don't get that they can also get, you know, STDs from oral sex. But at the same time, I know that, and I never used a condom when it came to that. So I'm guilty as a motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying? I can't even answer the question. I gotta ask my own self that question. Like, you know, why the hell are you giving head without a condom when you know? So thank you to God, Hey Ruth, for bringing to my awareness, because now I gotta check my own self too.
Oh, got smart up, folks.
I mean, hell, I don't know. I don't like to take latex.
You gotta
get
some sad ass things tonight.
I got to smack the things inside the head, cause they guilty too. I mean, you know, you go down there, you eat the pussy, man. You dig what I'm saying? Then you put a condom on, like.
Right. I ain't gonna lie. As long as it smell right, look right, You know
right.
what I'm saying? Usually we don't think of think of anything that's gonna have no babies or nothing like
I
that.
Mean,
but it's it's kind
of. Yeah. I mean, you ain't gonna eat out everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't deserve
right.
that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
for real.
Rock,
everybody don't deserve
doing
that shit.
Okay,
you got to,
doing
about, you got to be real special to get the special treatment. You got to be real special. Goddamn,
that's right.
See, I can't relate to that because I think like you know like I treasure my dick. And so he's special if you get me there. So therefore, get home treatment. I don't do no half-ass shit. I got a reputation. I don't got no chick to be talking about. He was high, you know, we did a little something. I be wanting, like, them voice messages. Where you at? What you doing? You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
man. You want that back text. So my thing is like on some real shit though. I mean the problem is, man, I just think like if I'm fucking you, man, I'm eating the pussy, you sucking my dick. We doing all this because we both clean, we cool. And
right,
I don't
right.
stick my thing in no woman that I don't feel like if something go crazy, if the universe flip upside down and she get pregnant or whatever, that I wouldn't have a problem like raising a child with. You feel what
right.
I'm saying? If she
right.
so decided
right.
she don't want to do that. So I don't take no risk like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sex is like
right.
special to me, man. It's like it's different. It's like a whole different level than like relationship love shit. Like sex is something, man, that it's like you got to like I taught my daughter. Even, you know, she ain't there yet to be all that, but you got to treasure your body, man. You got to know what you're worth, man. Like, I know what my
right.
dick worth. I don't just
right.
give anybody this shit, man.
That's right. For real.
I'm like,
right.
I'm like a drug dealer. You might be the feds. I can't sell you nothing. That's my thing, man.
You might be the feds. I can't sell you nothing.
All
right, you guys, we're going to take a break right here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into a little game. So let you guys go to where. Hang on tight.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in. Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
My bitch go loco,
Maria,
Maria,
Maria.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo, yeah,
fofo, slide, fofo.
My bitch go loco,
go loco, go loco.
She bust that ass like a lolo,
bust that ass like a lolo.
My bitch go loco,
go loco, Maria,
Maria,
Maria.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo. I put you in a chokehold.
Go loco, go loco, go loco.
I pull that track off a show. I like it when you touch the floor. Call me for dick, not Geico.
Call my phone when you're horny.
Hey, mama, see the hay, mama, see the hay. Drip too hard, don't drown on this wave. She told me to handcuff her, give her no escape. Bad little hang, nah. Who
puta behave. Realistic black outline on it. You be leaving clues when we fucking and you blowing. You want a real nigga who got real shit in motion. I want me a Wilhelmina bitch to bust it open.
My bitch go loco.
Maria.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo. Yeah,
fofo. Slide.
My bitch so loco.
Go loco. Go loco. Go loco.
She bust that ass like a Lolo.
Bust that ass like a Lolo.
My bitch go loco.
Go loco. Maria. Maria.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Slide. Slide. Go loco.
I'm a badass mofo.
Go loco. Go loco.
She wanna get right, that's a no-no.
No-no, big no-no, big no-no.
I don't need the police at my front door.
No popo, no popo.
And my house party going till 6, I'm
house party going till 6 in the morning.
My cup got lipstick on it, yeah. Bitches wanna put their lips on it, yeah. And it's sweet, wanna lick on it, yeah. Wanna taste, eat it up like a strawberry. Ice in your mouth, let it melt like Ben and Jerry. That tongue so fire, fire. She want me to herself, said it's all mine. Left out of town, said I'm always on your mind. You don't wanna fly alone, next time can I come? My bitch go loco.
Go loco.
Maria.
Maria.
Maria. Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Yeah, fofo.
Slide.
Slide.
Fofo. My bitch so loco.
Go loco. Go loco. Go.
She bust that ass like a Lolo.
Bust that ass like a Lolo.
My bitch go loco.
Maria,
Maria, Maria. Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Tengo lo metiendo bien loco, bien loco, bien loco. Mezcla la pastilla con la coda y por loco, por loco, por loco. Me lo mama hasta que se le sale los mocos, los mocos, los mocos. En el carro me chinga y por poco yo choco, yo choco. Yo choco, Tiger YG, wanna boricua pussy. Yo quiero una gringa, una hoe, and bitch. No huele a perico, my, mejor huele tussi. El new en el jacuzzi, me mama el bitch. María, Juanita, latina morenita. Tiene toto negro, pero por dentro es rosita. María, Juanita, latina morenita. Tiene toto negro, pero por dentro es rosita.
My bitch con loco.
Con loco.
María,
María, María.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Yeah, the fofo. Slide, slide.
My bitch so loco,
go loco, go loco, go loco.
She bust that ass like a Lolo,
bust that ass like a Lolo.
My bitch go loco,
go loco.
Maria,
Maria,
Maria. Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Like the
high speed, ain't it?
I didn't know I'm left out, man.
That's a damn shame. No, you missed last week when we had a regular game. We had a regular game last week. Mike, I'm going to ask you to leave the building, and I'm going to take you out of here for a minute while I have a chat with Miss Mac. So we'll see you, okay? Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, so Mike is out of here. He is gone. Okay. And don't cheat, Mike. Don't cheat. Okay. All right, Miss Mac, you have 1 minute. To answer these questions, and, these are questions all about tonight, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to start the clock right now.
Okay.
What is tonight's favorite food?
Seafood. Anything seafood.
No, you got to give me a food.
Oh, God. Shrimp.
Okay. All right, favorite movie.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know.
Look, go to the next one. I'll come back for that one.
Okay.
God damn.
Favorite TV show.
Favorite TV show, Martin.
Okay, favorite song?
One Mike by Nas.
And what was the name of it? I didn't hear it.
One Mike by Nas.
One Night? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to bring Mike back in here.
He ain't gonna know none of
these. Y'all laughing and shit. Oh shit, I'm back. Okay. Y'all laughing. Y'all, this don't sound good.
We gonna fail this shit miserably.
Right?
I'm ready.
Yes. Okay. What is your favorite TV show?
Oh God.
Snowfall.
Hurry.
Oh, God, of course. Anyway, whatever.
You got that wrong.
I knew that.
Okay, what is your favorite food?
Favorite food? Man, I eat everything. She definitely don't get this wrong, but I'm going to say, my favorite is seafood.
See?
Crabs and shrimp.
Okay.
Okay.
You got
one right.
Favorite song.
My favorite song. Mm-hmm. Don't get this wrong, man. We're gonna have to cut you off the air. But I'm gonna say One Mic, my boy Nas. That's like my favorite song.
Okay. Listen, in 1 minute, I was able to ask her 3 questions out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions.
Oh, shit.
I was able to get 3 questions answered. But out of those 3, she did get 2 of those right. So for the most part, she does know you. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
you had me worried, baby.
Okay. That was just a little fun, something that we could do. And we get ready to get out of here, you guys. We're not going to keep you over an hour, so we're going to start giving out our information. And Snipe, go ahead and tell everybody how they can find and follow you and shit like that.
No, just follow me on the Instagram, Snipe on that beat. And, you know, Facebook, Google, Sid Butler, find Snipe in the parentheses, and that's it for right now.
Okay, DJ Sergeant Rock?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You underdig, you know what I'm saying? Getting you ready for Soleil, Spain, 9/11.
coming exclusively to tapesauce.com, and it will be released on 9/11. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get at me, you know what I'm saying, you can get at me via Facebook, Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock space Hale. That's H-A-L-E for the Facebook heads. For the Instagram heads, you can get at me at DJ Sergeant Rock _ workshop. You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Okay, that's what's up. K.Esco?
All right, you already know some. K.Esco, Instagram.com. That's where I'm usually at. Lover of beautiful black women. So if you enjoy some black art or pro black things, then go in and holler at me.
Okay.
Right on.
All right.
Okay. Zion Avery?
Yeah, you can catch me after 12 midnight at 1-800 get you off, ladies only.
Right here, 99 in a minute. Oh,
and
shit.
Oh, shit.
No people call.
Miss Matt.
All right, you can find me on IG, everything basically at Ms. Nack, at MIZZNAK. On Facebook, it's Nakia Weems, NAKIYA, last name WEEMS. And that's it.
Trill. All
right.
Word. Okay. you can find me on IG at TweetyBird, BYRD334. And we appreciate you guys so much for listening to us on Monday night. Share the show with other folks. Let them know we over here. If you're enjoying the topics, you can always press the one button and come in and talk to us and let us know what you think about these, you know, opinions and whatnot. Okay? So we're going to get out to join you guys on some of this Lil Nas. Okay?
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So we'll see you guys next Monday, 9 p.m. We'll talk about
baby. We're going to ride.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your horse. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
gotta skip it, chill with me. Ass on the hook for the bait, it's how she live with me. You can take my order, drop her tips and your gratuity. I'ma go deep, make her holler for security. Time to squeeze the water from the cactus. Lay down on my mattress, there's no way be fighting, it's attraction. Vibing, seem to be compatible, we matching. Had to put her mouth to the test, now she latching. Pussy like potatoes, I'm driven. I'ma give it his V Slim Shady. I spit current that can shock shit. I sell flow in the can, you can shoplift. Put on a parachute, fell from the top cliff. She say before I let go, can we lock lips? This is how a nigga ride, keep the block hip. Yeah, I had to drop anchor about the stop ship. Don't trip. Cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and ride shoe hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Sunny side up in the beach like beach life. Get money after F, that's a G life. I see eyes on a nigga like a P.I. Ready for war, call me Joe, I'm a G.I. When my daddy left home, I was knee high. We went from Bobos to some felines. Now I'm feeling on her ass and some Levi's. Honey got drip, that's a beehive. Going up, up, up and away. Looking to the sky like a nigga just prayed. I can't see shit doing music like Ray. I spit game like I run the arcade. Got my head tight like a nigga wear braids. Going in new, turning in my old ways. Never let a backstabber sing OJ's. The gloves don't fit, free me like I'm OJ while I'm sipping OJ. Cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and ride shoe hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. See my team on one accord, floating like we on a hoverboard. They busy, know the trouble we aboard. Lot of Dallas where a nigga making noise. Jump with us, come vibe with us, roll with us. You can come ride with us, ducked off, come high with us. But if I call shotgun, would you slide with us? Bang, cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo-choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and ride shoe hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down.
Trill.
Tripping, she said what you did last night. I know you hit the club, I know you balled last night. Actually, I was trying to get my vocals tight. I had to make a play, I got off the turnpike. When there's holes in the gravel, it don't burn right. Is it true you involved with that street life? I know you the plug, I know you got that cheap price. I'm showing you love, I'm hoping that you take flight. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Ay, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. Ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, y'all. Been going hard in the lab, hoping it pay off. When you chasing that bag, can't take no days off. Hey, I'm just trying to get a piece of the pie. I'm just trying to take a trip to Dubai. I'm just trying to make a living off these. I can do it, made a living off these streets. I pursue it, I got love for the music. To take my niggas out the streets is why I do it. Hey, I'm in the studio trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Hey, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah, lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah.
coming out. They ain't coming out. Just throw away the key. Just throw away the key. Hey, I ain't coming out. They ain't coming out. Just throw away the key. Just throw away the key. Hey, I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. Coming out till you make it out these streets. Yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets. Yeah.
Hey, 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 hey. Doing
the thing. Trill.
I am here for you.
This is R.
I am here to serve you.
A.
I am here to give you whatever you desire.
R.
In return.
T.
You are forever in debt.
12.
From the cradle to the grave.
We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you get in money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free. We ain't free, the best lie ever told in the land of the free. I hypnotize them with scandalous propaganda, distracted by entertainment while working on my agenda. They slave them for legal tender, I tax them before they dinner. I'm happy for who they are, so I teach them to switch genders. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
I ain't shit free. The ideology having a lot of money, more power to build an empire, calling with sick junkies. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Toilet water come with a fee. I make you pay for every second you live it, from the time you exit the womb to the hour you buried in a tomb. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Hell, a fee come with a fee. I'm just a country trying to conquer the planet. The resistance is merely terrorists threatening to cause damage. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free, you a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free,
we ain't free.
I ain't shit free,
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free, you can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free,
we ain't free.
I ain't shit free,
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free, the best lie ever told in the land of the free. I teach your mother to come to me for her money, free housing for her and kids, so I'm keeping food in their tummy. The father is just a dummy, he better give me my money or prison is in his future. I'm pimping them till they bum me. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Jail time come with a fee. Collecting money from workers to pay the bankers and interest without an interest and feelings on how you living. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Debit cards come with a fee. You give me money for constructing the street in the return, I make you pay me for riding it with a toll fee. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Libraries come with a fee. You better off gaining your knowledge from history. No mystery how I'm blatantly drowning you in your miseries. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free.
Snipe on that beat.
I'm just me. I'm just me.
It's kinda hard just to maintain. 12-6 was the day my whole mind changed.
Forget the media, I ain't really social. Got a laid back swag, and I'm vocal. Got experience, tribulation, just a smile. I'm reminded every day, look up in the clouds. Feels like an ocean view with a summer breeze. With the top back, smoking on the blue dream. I love palm trees and collard greens. Like I hopped on a plane to visit California. Some screw you over, talk, tell me how you want it. You got your eyes on me, I had a pop moment. I search across the globe for the best high. Get it for a cheap, that's a best buy. We market everything. We a franchise, paper junkie, profit gang. No, we make it rock.
I'm so crazy, I'm full of greatness. I'm so amazing, I'm just me. I'm so hood, I'm still good. I'm misunderstood, I'm just me. I'm so forgetful, I take your bitch for. I plus good smoke, I'm just me. Just me. I'm just me, I'm just me. I'm just me.
I'm just me.
1800 in the shot glass.
Faded.
Joints lit, puff, puff, pass.
Faded.
Without guns, without masks.
We made it.
All my niggas here, let's have a blast.
Celebrate it.
This the rebirth of Brad Dean. Everybody fresh, everybody so clean. Drinking vodka, gin, niggas sipping lean. We so high in the nosebleed. Cash rules everything around me, cream. Bitches selling, niggas tripping buying dreams. I can get 20,000 in my Jerbo jeans. Come back tomorrow, get 100,000 in my Levi jeans. No skinnies, niggas still pitching pennies. Give them the game, niggas still didn't hear me. Nothing the same, shawty bagged me up a 28 grams, I'ma be up like the deceased, late. Picture that, niggas imitation fake. Zero turning on the grass of friend snakes. 200 ain't on the dash, I can lose you. Punchlines are fatal, I can abruse you. Her ass so thick, damn, shawty, excuse you. If you can have me for tonight, what would you do? Excuse me for this hood shit, I'm just gang gang. Let my dreads hang, still paper junkie, profit gang.
I'm so crazy, I'm full of greatness. I'm so amazing, I'm just me. I'm so hood, I'm still good. I'm misunderstood, I'm just me. I'm so forgetful, I take your bitch for. I puff good smoke, I'm just me. Just me. I'm just me, I'm just me. I'm just me.
I'm just me. I'm just me. I'm just me. I'm just me.
Less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilation. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hand job while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bended knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend. Rock him, came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it.
Very apparent when you kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime. My rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. My era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I still his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't the dig 'em smack, you smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters, where that Draco went? It's not BET, but bet we got that hip hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island, yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-ass cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where they calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. The energy is enemy for real, real synergy. Composite abnormality. That literally, literally factual to actual. I act the fool, I'm working. Different mind observing. Working. Who the fuck gon' serve him? His name is Malcolm, bitch, it's always good to know him. Rapid flowin', potion growin', rootin' new shit, lucid. Causin' elation, fuck you niggas. I'm here to bring in the bacon inside the egg. Watch this, in the booth. Slippery slide playin', slowly digestin' different views for the future. If you negative, I rebuke you. What I'm saying is, I ain't got no time for the bush. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Yeah. Isotonic, isometric, hypnometric. I'm investing in myself. Hard work and ethic and my ethics aren't edible. Evaluate your measures for succession. Even going through depression for the music. Moving, movement, motivating, love and peace in my motion. Leading from the front, I know where I'm going, going gone to another destination. Y'all won't make it from the procrastination. See him coming, they start ducking like they see the round. I'ma blast you with the words like bibbidi bopping, booming, booming. New generation, I'm schooling them that quarterback back. Receive, get a pound, grow a pound. Look at the mills growing around. Not a stack list, we gon' count. So grind, regurgitate, hate, eliminate, equalize, then genocide, electrify, then salivate. I magistrate, and I'm faded, and I'm feeling, and I'm finding the reason the thoughts. And suffer from all the problems, do some more knowledge. What's your excuse for no deposits, my nigga? Remember, I'm pure, last name secure. Yeah, they won't take away my energy. Never. They won't take away my energy. Fuck no. They won't drain away my energy. They can't take away my energy. Say, they won't take away my energy. Your haters, they won't take away your energy. They can't take away your energy.
The energy.
They won't take away your energy.
The energy.
They can't take away your energy.
Yeah.
They can't take away your energy.
The energy.
They can't take away your energy. Yeah.
Talent holds the malice, but talent is the key to all success. Or is it just the inside that you seem so oppressed? Is it your procrastination that leaves you so upset? I feel like everything that I've done this far has made the beat wet. When I step up on it, it's just a sensation to come correct. I talk to myself because of the fact I like to have reality checked. Matter of fact, like Nike, I get your ass in check. When it comes to this life that I'm living, it's such an election to do better than the previous step. This is a monopoly board, and I'm at your neck, making sure I stay focused. A low blow shit. Came off the top of the dome with this, no need for a pen to write.
How could you leave us? Had many talks about no trust. Try to talk, but all we do is fight and bust.
All right, you guys, it's been real. It's been real. We've been hanging out a little bit later on the Real Talk Roundtable, playing some of these good artists that we have over here. Yeah.
Sweet to be. You so, a good DJ. You a good DJ.
Oh, thank you.
Sweet to be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
I was jamming the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Shit. You be jamming the hit. Yeah. That's right.
And you know what? Duck City Music be paying. Hey, if you ain't fucking with Duck City Music, I don't know what you're doing with your life, man.
Man.
This is some real
trill.
Rappers right there.
Trill.
I'm telling you.
Nah, they go hard. You know what I'm saying? I love Duck City Music. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, y'all check me on DuckCityMusic.com. And we out of here like last year, baby. See you next Monday.
Trill. Ha ha.